Then I'd bring it in and I'd run it around to me and back. I'd put that thing up top of that cabinet I had up there and take a piece of plywood and nail it up. Mm-hmm. Let it stay up there for maybe a week or two. But I'd put rock candy and apricot in it, both of them. And the time it made that, taking it all the time out of way, why? 2 weeks or you can take that out of there and drain off some of it, you know. It's pretty good.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides moonshine?
Yeah, I've heard it called a lot of different things. Rock cut and moonshine and lightning.
I've always heard that was pretty rough stuff, was it?
Yeah, well, when you get that green kind, you got to be careful. It's got what the, when it's freshly made, if it's not made right, it's got a fusel oil on it, you know. And that's the important. But that's what you put this apricot and rock candy in it for, and it absorbs that stuff, mellows it there.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody's not going away from you, so you say he's coming right.
Going away from you.
Well, if he's not going away from you, you say he's coming right
to you. Yeah.
Or say this expression, if you just happen to meet somebody, you know, somebody that you weren't looking for, you might say that you just happened to run
into so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a child is given the same name that his father has, to say that the parent named the child
Junior.
Have you ever heard people say something like, will they name so-and-so after his father?
Yeah.
Say that. You were talking about your dogs a minute ago. If you wanted one of your dogs to attack another dog, what would you say to him to get him to do that?
He'll do that. Always try to stop that kind of stuff. Yeah. Don't believe in dog fights and stuff like that, on bird dogs especially. They get in enough fights without that.
Have you ever seen people do something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they fight them and they fight chickens out here. I guess dogs too, I don't know. Yeah. I never did fool around dog fights any. Have enough trouble with dogs trying to make a mind, let alone fighting.
Have you ever had a dog get after you?
Yeah, a few, but I never was bit by a dog. I never was scared of dogs too much. If you go on not paying attention to them, 9 times out of 10, they won't touch you. When you go to running, something like that, when they think you're scared of them. And an animal of any kind, a horse can tell it, dog can tell it, cow can tell it. Mm-hmm. They can tell when you're afraid of it. Especially a horse. If you're afraid of a horse, you won't ever be able to do nothing with him.
You know, you see a lot of these dogs that aren't a pure breed.
Yeah.
A lot of different kinds.
Yeah, well, in bird dogs, we call them rip-raps, and others, we call them, Turtles, usually mixed, you know.
Have you ever heard people call these little old tiny dogs, you know, that are bad to get under your feet?
They little pies, chihuahuas, and all kinds of small dogs in the way. Now, them kind of pies dogs, them kind of flip up and bite you on the heel.
That ever happen?
If they bite, no, I never did get bit one. I've seen them do it. I've seen them bite other people.